Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands and your voices. Father, we love you. We honor you. Thank you. And thank you. In Jesus' name. Father, breathe upon this assembly this morning. Let not one person live the same way they have come today. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise and please take your seat. Welcome everyone here this morning to this most exciting service. Please, if the AC gets too much, let us know. That's the opposite situation now. Just let us know. And if the fan is blowing too cold, you can just off the fan near you. Somebody said they invited someone to church and said, oh no, that place is too hot. And that person said, oh, when the AC is working, let us know, we'll come. Tell them that even though the Bible didn't say, seek first the AC, and all these things shall be added unto you, but seek first the kingdom of God, and other things shall be added, even though God didn't say that, but for your information, AC is overworking itself. Alright? Praise the Lord. For everyone here today, every form of pressure in your life ends today. Every heat of your life ends today. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Having said that, welcome to the first day of the eighth month. Welcome to the month of August. New things shall happen to you in this month. Are you excited at all? Give him the big clap and a loud shout of praise. We thank the Lord for a most exciting week, a week of impact, a week of conference, a week of media worship. If you are not there, wow, you missed so much. And every blessing that came upon us in that conference, you will continue to maintain them in your life. In Jesus' name, please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Acts chapter 20 and in verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Is able to build you up and give you an inheritance. The word of our blessing, part 2. The word of our blessing. And the objective is to understand the blessing that is in the word of God. I'd like to address two basic things to note on this subject. That is, the goodness of God is domiciled in the Word of God. The Word of God is the container of the goodness of God. The goodness of God is headquartered in the word of God. Psalm 27 verse 13 says, I had fainted except I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Believed to see. Believing in his word makes us see the goodness of the Lord. The second thought is that the word of God is the cure for the hardships of life. It's curative of the, is the cure for the hardships and the stress of life. It doesn't matter what you are going through, the word of God can bring you out of it. Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions and from their frustrations. There are those seated here today, people have been watching to see that you are not serving a fake God, that you are serving a God that is real. And I announce in the name of Jesus, what they are watching to see, they shall see. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. And everyone who has seen evil days in your life, despite going to church, after this blessing Sunday, your days of evil and days of negative testimonies are over forever. In the name of Jesus. Do we have examples that the word of God carries our blessing or carries the goodness of the Lord? Yes. We had the first example in the first service was the life of Joseph. But for this service, the word of God terminated the frustration of Peter at the lake of Gennesaret and brought him into fulfillment. It terminated the frustration of Peter at the lake of Gennesaret and brought him into fulfillment. Luke chapter 5, verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break at thy word. Someone here today, the word of God is about to produce in your life a mind-blowing result. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. What did the word do to Peter? Number one, the word brought success out of failure. The man had already failed. He was washing his net. The word of God replaced failure with success. Everyone here today that has been in a season of failure, that season expires right now. That season expires right now. Number two, the word of God brought fullness into emptiness. It was an empty lake of Gennesaret, where fishes had literally finished from the lake. Maybe they had to return for the next fishing season or give space for the water to be repopulated. But emptiness gave way for fullness. I don't know what area of your life had been empty. Today, the word of God is bringing fullness. Thirdly, the word of God exceeded all expectations in the midst of frustration. Peter was not looking for fishes that would break his net. He was just looking for fishes. The word of God exceeded all expectations in the midst of frustration. Maybe you are here today, there is something you are trusting God for. God is saying to you, I can do far beyond that. In Acts chapter 3, Ephesians chapter 3, and in verse 20, say, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or imagine. Somebody here, get set. There is something you are expecting, but God is exceeding it right. Say a louder amen. Say the loudest amen. Say the loudest amen. Number four. The word of God gave him results beyond his capacity to handle. He beckoned on his partners in the other ship. This thing is bigger than me. Gave him results beyond his capacity to handle. That happened in verse 6. He had to call on others. That's the blessing in the world. Somebody here today, the word of God is about to give you results that only you cannot handle. You don't understand what I'm talking about. Miracles that you need to invite others to help you handle. I spoke to a man yesterday who, by the privilege of God, is under mentorship of this mantle. And he's saying what is happening to him is getting too much. The president of this is calling him. The president of that is calling him. President. And every time he comes, they just surrender everything. Can you come and help us with take charge of our iron deposit in this country? Will you come and build for us a gold refinery? He said, it is. I told him, I said, get ready because they will be calling you in the Caribbean too. This one is happening in Africa. And he said, yes, I have three standing invitations from three presidents of three South American countries. And I said, the thing is getting so much, so you will need people to coordinate various things. Say, I need that help. People to, you handle this one. You handle that one. That is the blessing of the world. If what you are receiving is what only you can handle, you are yet limited in the blessing. If the result you have is the result that only you can handle, you haven't seen the fullness of blessing yet. If the contract you have is the contract that only you can handle, then there is something you need to see you haven't seen. I believe that God is bringing somebody here to a level where he will give you results that you need the assistance of others to help you execute. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. If you are the one and you believe it, shout, I believe three times. I believe. I believe. I believe. Finally, the word of God brought him elevation in the midst of depression. Peter was down. And the word said, come up. Elevation in the midst of depression. From today, you are not only going to catch fish, you shall catch men. What you are talking about promotion where there was frustration. You are talking of going up where the devil wanted you to go down. And that shall be your portion this morning. Can that amen be a believer's amen? Lift your right and say, Father, change my life with your word, by your word. Today, I receive a change of life by the word. Today, in the name of Jesus. How does the word bring the blessing? Number one, the word is prophetic. When God speaks it, systems are put under pressure to respond. Next, the word is creative. And finally, the word is a seed. Let's look at the word that is creative. We saw the prophetic dimension of the word in the first service. The word is creative. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. He said, through faith we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The walls were framed, were constructed, manufactured by the word. This is what is clear. The word of God is both raw material for creation and also is a carrier of creative power. The word of God is both the raw material for creation and also the carrier of creative power. Psalm 33, verse 9. He spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. Acts chapter 20 verse 32 where we read. The word is able to build you. What does that mean? Construct you. Manufacture you. So when the right word is speaking, the right results are created. when the word is spoken, raw materials are put together to bring forth what was spoken. And everything that has been spoken about you this morning, I see them coming to pass in accuracy. In the name of Jesus. How do we profit from the word? James chapter 1, verse 21. Say, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of nothingness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. How do you profit from the word? Number one, lay aside filthiness, uncleanness, unholiness. Put aside bitterness. Reject an unclean conscience. If your heart is dark, you never get light from the word. Avoid the way of darkness of heart, darkness of life. Number two, lay aside naughtiness. Don't use your intelligence to calculate the scripture. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. You can be naughty in anything, but not with the word. When you are naughty, you experience nothing. Naughtiness is the way of nothingness out of the world. You don't profit from it. You don't benefit anything by arguing the word. Don't waste your life arguing with those who want to argue with the word. Don't waste your life. It's a waste of effort. There are those whose hobby is to argue the Bible. Lay apart nothingness. Simplicity brings productivity. Simplicity. Thirdly, receive the word with meekness. Meekness means teachability. If God can't teach you, He can't touch you. If God can't teach you, He can't touch you. If He can't teach you, He can't reach you. Come to the point where even a child can teach you. Finally, engraft the word into your life. Engraft the word. You know what grafting is? Where you use one thing to replace another. Skin grafting. Grafting in agriculture. And let the word replace your wisdom. Let the word replace your ways. Be willing to allow the word change your behavior. Any word that has not changed your behavior cannot change your becoming. What you receive determines what you believe. What you believe determines how you behave. And how you behave determines what you become. Did you hear what I just said? What you receive determines what you believe. What you believe affects how you behave. And how you behave determines what you become. Until the world has changed your behavior, it cannot affect your becoming. So let the world replace your life. Hallelujah. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. Something is changing in somebody's life today. Lift up your right hand and just give him the praise. I hope you didn't turn off the air. How great is our God. Sing with me. How great.
You're the right king.
Is our God. All will see how great. How great is our God. How great is our God, how great is our God, is our God, all we see, all we see, all we see, oh Lord, how great. Is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me. Sing with me. Is our God. All will sing. I will see how great. How great is God. You are the name, O Lord. You are the name above all names. Worthy, 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 Lord. What the other praise, my heart and heart will sing. How great is our God. How great is our God. How great. All will see, all will see, all will see. And you are beautiful beyond description. So marvelous for all, so wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp? Who can grasp?
No infinite wisdom. Oh Lord, who can fathom the depth of your love? And you are beautiful beyond description. Majesty, majesty, and truth. I stand in awe of you. I stand. Holy God, to whom all praise is you, I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is you, I stand in
Lift up your hands high. Your hands high. My shirt to lie. So much love. So much help. So much favor. So much grace. I see intervention in the midst of frustration. I see gain coming out of pain. I see failure turning around and becoming success. Those who saw you last and saw you with failure, they'll see again and be shocked at success. I see a highway in the Red Sea. Doors open where there was none. Lift your hands high. That suicidal tendency is arrested. Fear of the unknown, fear of failing is arrested. Lift your hands high. Whisper the name Jesus. Again. Tearing and setting on fire a negative garment of reproach. Whisper again. And again. Place a hand on your head now and whisper again. Come out of that grave. Come out of that pit. Come out of that hole. Climb that barrier. Go beyond that limitation. Come out of that darkness. Come out of that lack of direction. Come out, come out, come out. Hey! Mashada galige de balana manayala. Let us say parana sananayala. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the adoration. And give him the worship. Thank you, Master, for what you have done. Something happened to you just now. Somebody's ear is hearing now that wasn't hearing. Close one ear. Somebody's eye is seeing right now. Somebody with an infection. Genital infection. Or pelvic inflammatory disease. Toilet infection. Whatever it is. God is healing you right now. He's clearing it out. Thank you, Master. Somebody's lower back is healed. Right chest. I don't know if it's the breast or the chest itself. The Lord healed you now. Somebody's door that was closed just got open. Enemy's conspiracy just got scattered. You are getting your life back. I don't know what that means to you, but you are getting your life back. Getting your life back. Somebody's blood sugar is cleaned out by the power of God. You are getting your life back. You are getting your life back. The enemy has placed a lot of restrictions and limitations on your life. and your life is no longer normal because of affliction. But you are getting your life back. You are getting your life back. Shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Very, very quickly and sharply step forward. If God gave you a miracle, an encounter, a testimony, very, very quickly, so that we can proceed. Somebody's left knee affliction has just been handled. Let's tackle and handle this thing sharply. I saw you touching yourself like that. What happened?
It was yesterday. Here, very painful. But I was surprised. I was touching it. I couldn't find anything.
That right hand side of the
chest.
Give the Lord a praise. Every sudden arrow of destruction fired at you is returned back to hell.
2 months ago, he said he had pains on this right shoulder. God healed that, but as if it was transferred to the left shoulder. In the course of the first service, when you said God was healing people of shoulder pains, he received his healing in that service.
Power. Complete freedom. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the spell of limitation is over and death is over.
Our brother said last week he had a dream where he said you saw all his teeth fall out. He really woke up, he began to feel every teeth in his mouth began to pain him.
Oh my God.
He even swallows right, he can't chew right.
Oh my God.
He came with that condition into the service. But as the declaration dropped right now, the pain disappeared and it felt like it was like a dream.
Can you give the Lord a praise? He saw a dream where his teeth, all of them fell out. So the devil wanted him to be practically toothless. I prophesy to you today, every demonic night encounter manifesting physically in your life today is reversed and you are totally free.
Sir, you release a word concerning somebody coming out of confusion. Our sister said that has been her condition. In the dream, she will see herself wandering in the forest.
Thick darkness.
Thick darkness, directionless. Right now, as the word drops, she says she saw a ray of light. Followed that light and saw a smooth road and followed the road.
Any victim of confusion here, every darkness that is around your life dissolves right now. In the name of Jesus, your way is open.
Yes. Sir, this is Christy. She said, after the death of the father last year, she had been having heaviness of heart. She literally sees being pursuing her in the dream, wanting to kill her. It happened yesterday night also. But she came with that pala heaviness of heart. And at the shout of that, when you asked her to place her hand on her head, that took off. That heaviness took off. And she
what killed your father will not kill you. What is killing people in your family cannot kill you. Every spirit and spell and arrow of death fired in your direction. Back to hell. Back to hell now. In the name of Jesus.
Sister, our sister here said she had an encounter where you laid hands on her tummy and you said, it's over. It's over. No. Where you laid hands on her tummy and another one on her back.
When? Just now.
Just now, during the encounter.
And what has been the situation with you?
She said she had had some pelvic inflammatory disease.
Oh, really?
That led to miscarriage. And then twice, one in 2019 and another one now.
Really?
Yes, sir.
So she saw an encounter now with hand on the tummy, another at the back.
Yes, sir.
Mother, come.
And you said, and you made declaration saying, it is over.
It is over.
It is over.
And now go and take him.
Amen.
Go and bring forth in the name of Jesus everything the enemy has deposited in your body. They are uprooted now. Return back to hell. Something is happening here. Something is happening. How many of you are set to receive your testimony? Shout, I receive 5 times. I receive. I receive. I receive. I receive. Hey!
Sir, this is Brother Bola. He said, you just mentioned a case. He said, you said, someone is limited and is getting his life back. The case was his own. He says limited in business, financials, stagnated. As you mentioned the case, he said he saw something jump out of him like smoke flowing out of him. Yes.
These things are very drastic. Lift your hands. Get your life back. Power of the Holy Ghost. Get your life back. Anything the devil took from you, I announce to you, get it back. Get it back. Get your destiny 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 back. Ushers, are you awake? Get your destiny back. Get your destiny back. Shada, yes.
Our sister had had an itching in the eye for the past 1 week, and she said she came into church with that situation with a severe pain on the chest.
And both are gone.
Both are gone.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand.
This is Pastor Caleb. He had a shifted bone on the shoulder, the left shoulder, last year as a result of the accident he had. Said he has been in pain all the while, but in the course of the first service, when the word came, he said the pain took off. Right now, he's not feeling any pain again.
Shoulder is free.
And he said to give God praise.
Shoulder shifted because of accident last year. Anything that is displaced, misplaced in your life, they are replaced and relocated back to where they should be. Shout the loudest amen. Fresh help in Jesus' name. Let me sharpen that in the next 2 minutes.
So our sister, Favor Onoja, came in shattered and battered. And he said, in the course of the declaration, she saw the handmaiden of the Lord remove a very black coat from her and replace it with a white one. And then in the course of that, what she saw, John saw that a handmaiden removed something from her throat, very thick, and now she feels she's free.
Lift up your hands. Every garment of rejection, garment of darkness and depression that the enemy has placed on your life and on your body, today they are set on fire. Somebody shout fire. They are set on fire. Shout the loudest amen.
Sir, sister, please. As her case was mentioned, she saw herself in her father's house in a pit. And all of a sudden, sister pastor appeared and stretched his hand and brought her out of the pit. I said, my daughter, come out. That spirit of barrenness over.
Barrenness.
Barrenness over. She'd been married for 7 years, had a child, suffering secondary infertility.
Step forward here. In the name of Jesus. Is there anybody who is about to come out of every pit the devil kept you? Every hole the devil kept you? Say in the name of Jesus, I step out of every pit the enemy has kept me. I am out now. Now. Now.
Becky, come this way. Is the sister Becky who was brought back from school last week because she was attacked by the spirit of deafness in the right ear. She couldn't hear in that right ear at all. But as the word went forth right now, she could hear with the ear bopped open, and the mother has brought her out to testify.
Father, thank you. Wherever that arrow came from, it returns back there in Jesus' name. Sister Becky. Come, Sister Becky. Say, Becky of which one? Which ear? Okay, close this one.
Jesus, thank you for healing Becky. I am free in Jesus' name.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand here. Everything the devil closed in your life is opened right now.
Sir, the word came for toilet infection. That's our sister's case. And she said she came with pain on her lower waistline. All that pain gone right now. And she has come back to give the Lord
the praise. Give the Lord the praise. Can I have just one more?
You mentioned sugar, high sugar level, blood sugar that you mentioned right now. That's our case. She came with blood vision. That's our case. With blood vision, pain everywhere. And as the word came, sir, the vision cleared. She has just gotten herself back. And she said that the two ears have been paining her. Not that she doesn't hear with them, but as the word came.
And now it is gone. Let's give the Lord the praise. Everybody stand up on your feet. All of you here today, your testimonies, we have so many testimonies here. And if we are to take all of them, we'll continue till the end of the third service. So if you are going to be interested in sharing the testimony, let us know in the third service. God bless you. Go ahead and give the Lord the praise. Now lift up your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, today is my day. I receive my victory. I receive my testimony. Say today, my story is changing. 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 Shout the loudest, amen. That change of story is yours right now. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat 1 minute. Everyone here today, in need of surrender to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. You want the agenda of the enemy arrested forever. Because you are giving yourself fully to God. Anywhere you are, quickly pick your Bibles and pick your bags and rush to the frontier as you surrender your lives to Jesus. Quickly, quickly, quickly rush forward. I'll give you the count of 7. Pastor, I want to be born again. I want to be saved. I want to be a Christian. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to live for God. I want to live for Jesus, not for myself anymore. 1.
Goodbye, world.
2.
I stay no longer with
3.
You. Goodbye, pleasure of sin.
4.
I stay no longer with you. I made up my mind. Go
5.
God's way the rest of my life.
6.
I made up my mind. Go God's way
and 7.
The rest of my life.
Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world.
I stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasures of the world. I stay no longer with you.
I made up my mind to
go God's way the rest of my life.
I made up my mind to
go God's way the rest of my life.
One more time. You are tied to alcoholism, marijuana, cocaine, tied to pornography, immoral addiction, and any form of addiction that has tied your life can be broken this morning. Quickly stand up on your feet. I'm tired of gambling. I'm tired of reckless life. I'm tired of rising and falling. Maybe you have come out like this before, but your life has not changed. Come and let your life change now. Quickly, rush forward.
Born again, thank God.
1.
I'm born again. Born
2.
Again, born again, thank God.
3.
Born again, born
again, thank God. I'm born again. Born again, thank God. I'm born again.
I have been born of the water, spirit and the blood.
Thank God, I'm born again.
I have been born of the water, spirit and the blood.
Thank God, I'm born again.
I have been born of the water, spirit and the blood.
Thank God, I'm born again.
I have been born of the water,
spirit and the blood.
Thank God, I'm born again.
Give the Lord the praise. Place your right hand on your chest Those of you in the front, and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, Lord, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace to live for you and to serve you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I ask that the hold of sin be broken off your life. And I demand that the grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Amen. It is done.